Tip number one, script how to handle your objections. When you consider that the national closing average for salespeople in this country is about 10%, closing at 20% would be pretty good. But when you think about it, that means that 80% of your customers are not buying from you. I know that within this percentage, there are things that are beyond your control. Poor credit, upside down trade-ins, lack of sufficient down payment, and so on. But could it also be that you just don't know how to close well enough? In your dealership, you should know how to handle every objection that comes your way. After all, why wouldn't you? And it's not like you have to know how to handle 100 objections. There are basically only 6 major objections that you'll get most of the time. They are, I can't afford it. Your price is too high. You're not giving me enough for my trade-in. I need to shop around. I need to talk it over with my spouse. I need to think about it. Any other objections you may get won't happen that often where you'll need to place major emphasis on them. Scripting how to handle these objections is vital to your closing success. In fact, why would any salesperson want to handle objections off the cuff, ad-libbing them, saying whatever comes out of their mouths at the time? Do you think that salespeople in other industries who make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year ad-lib their presentations? Or do they know exactly what to say and how to say it? What facial expressions to use, their tone of voice, their hand gestures, timing, all goes into convincing their customer to purchase their product. Handling an objection successfully isn't something you can just leave to an ad-lib or, heaven forbid, immediately lowering your price because you don't know what else to do. When times are slow, there's nothing wrong with taking another salesperson into the conference room and scripting out an objection. And then practice it and practice it until you're so good, you virtually want the customer to give you an objection. Because you know that once they do, you have them right where you want them. Can you imagine how much power you would have if you knew how to handle whatever situation would arise with the right words, the right expressions, and the right emotions? I can guarantee you one thing. If you're not currently scripting and practicing how to handle objections, you'll make more sales if you do. You'd have to, just by professionalism alone.